Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Out of the entire presser, I think there's maybe two or three things that were said that are fairly relevant for the stadium conversation. This first one, I think, is the biggest takeaway you have to have out of the entire press conference. And it is, for the first time that I can recall, what sounds like a true timeline of this next decision, right? Before, in the spring, there was, and even going back to last fall, there was always a timeline of when do they want to get on the ballot and things like that. Now that the vote failed in April, the question has always been, all right, we've heard all this noise about conversations. We know Kansas created the Star Bond legislation to try to entice the Royals and or Chiefs to Kansas. We know that a week or so ago, the governor of Missouri was in the Kansas City area, met with Jackson County officials, met with Clay County officials. So we know all of that, but we still all wondered, when maybe could there be a decision from Chiefs and or Royals on what path they want to go? Whether that path requires a public vote or not, that's still up in the air. Listen to Mark Donovan, though, talk about when they want to have a good idea or a decision on what they're actually doing.
Yeah, I think 6 months from today, we're going to have a really good idea of where we are. We may not be done, but we need to have a really good idea. I'll go back to the point I made earlier. When you're building a new stadium, there's a lot more lead time than when you're renovating. So that's why that one's a little bit longer and will push us a little bit faster to make a decision. I'll just acknowledge, because I'm sure the follow-up question is coming, that timeline kind of plays into the Missouri timeline as well, right? So if we're on that timeline with Kansas, we need to make a decision, then Missouri sort of has to play to that same timeline. So that's the window I'd give you.
6 months makes plenty of sense, doesn't it? He alluded to this with the Missouri timeline. Remember, the governor is term limited. He's out of office in January. Who knows who's going to win that race in Missouri for the next governor? But that's going to be key. And so you probably need to have a thought process of which direction you're heading in by the time that transition period actually happens. It's the first time since the vote failed in April that we've heard a member from either organization that I can recall. I don't think I missed anything. That I can recall, put a timeline on a decision. It sounds like 6 months now is when the Chiefs plan on being able to say, are they going to attempt to stay in Missouri And again, what does that look like? Is it a renovation? Is it a new stadium? We don't have that answer. But do they then decide to go the Kansas route, which that would, of course, require a new stadium? Like, so in 6 months, I think now we know. That's a big development, actually. I think it's the biggest development out of the entire press conference. He also did talk about the options that they have going forward. Now, as we said, after the vote failed in April, all that did was give the Chiefs and Royals more options, both Kansas, both Missouri and Clay County or Jackson County or any other county.
Yeah, I think that'll depend on the financing of the deal. I know that Legislator Arbica has mentioned a different tax structure, raised different kinds of money to compete directly with Kansas. You know, then we'd have to look at a new building. We're open to it. We're open to a new building on the complex. We're open to a new building somewhere else. We're open to a dome or an outdoor. As a new building, we're also very open to renovating GHA Field at Arrowhead because I think it is what it is. It's iconic. It's something that's unique, and we'd love to be able to do that. It's just going to come down to what makes the most sense, and I want to reiterate the factors that go into that decision are what's best for our fans, what's best for this franchise for the next few decades.
It's a massive decision that everybody had an opportunity to vote for on April 2nd. It's still a massive decision that's out there for the clubs to decide, right? And whether or not it's going to require another public vote is the other angle. You heard him reference at the beginning. He was talking about Manny Ibarka, I believe, at the beginning of that cut, because there's two different, I don't know if proposals is the right word to use, but certainly sitting in committee in Jackson County for a November ballot measure that would be Chiefs only. And now hearing from Mark Donovan, they want to have a decision on what direction they're heading in the next six months. I know November is within 6 months, but that tells me that the whole idea of having the Chiefs on the ballot, maybe I'm way off here. I don't know if you took it the same way, 913-586-7610. The idea of having a Chiefs Jackson County ballot measure by November, I don't know how that's realistic. You have Mark Donovan saying they hope in the next 6 months to have a decision on whether they're staying in Missouri or going to Kansas. And then from there, there's the financial element. If they stay in Missouri, if the tax and the money from the state is enough, is it enough for a new stadium, or is it once again a renovation? And then we get into the other question. Like, there's a ton more still out there. Is the renovation way different? It has to be, right? If you're renovating, it has to be a different plan than the plan that they laid out there before.
I think it does. It was interesting. He said it could be a new stadium on the complex. So we've already been through this conversation, though, where it's been said that there's not much developmental area or area to develop around. It would be interesting that concept. I know that there was another aspect of him saying, and I don't know if we'll get to it, 2031 is where they'll be at. They're going to be at Arrowhead through 2031. You know, the earliest that they'll be in a new building is 8 years from now.
Here's his answer on the timeline, which we've known with the lease agreements. We've known for a while that the Royals will be out of there by a certain point in time. The Chiefs will play at Arrowhead, whether it's a renovation or a new stadium, through 2031. Like that stuff has always been pretty consistent.
I think we're looking at all options on that front. We're just getting into the Kansas side and all the options that creates. As I think has been acknowledged, when we look at both Kansas and Missouri, we look at both the training facility and the stadium. So there may be different approaches to how you approach a training facility separate from a stadium. There may be, you know, an approach where you put them together. One of the limiting factors is just acreage. Anything we do as we go forward, no matter which side of the state line it is, will include 20,000 parking spaces, because tailgating is such a core element of our experience and our brand. So that sort of limits you on the stadium side. A lot less limitations when you look at a training facility. And the reality is, if you look around the league at these training facilities that are being built, you know, they become economic drivers in themselves with the development you can do around those. I don't have a firm date for you today. I would just go back to what I mentioned earlier, which is look at the timeline and work back from 31. It's important for everybody to understand that we are playing Kansas City Chiefs football home games, if it's not an international game, at GHA Field at Arrowhead through 2031. That is our plan. That is what we're doing. So what we have to have is somewhere to play our games for the 31 season. In order to do that, you got to back up. When do you start planning? When do you start building? How do you renovate or build new? If you're renovating it, how are you doing it over seasons while you're still playing there? A lot of those factors play into that. And that goes back to the option point. Like, we need to have options. We need to have those options to a point of definition to be able to make a decision. And so that's the process we're in right now.
They have plenty of options. That's not been the problem. After April 2nd, both the Royals and Chiefs have plenty of options. Which one makes the most sense financially and all that is the big question, both for the public money that's being used, to be honest, for the organization as well, and exactly what makes the most sense. And, you know, someone on the text line says retractable roof or dome, period. Yeah, I mean, if they build a new stadium, it's going to have a roof. I think that, but we've heard time and time again, a renovated Arrowhead is not, they have said multiple times that's not going to have a roof, right? Like that would be brand new news if all of a sudden they have claimed that that's just not possible.
Yeah.
So that would be stunned. The only way you get the roof and dome is a new stadium. I've been pretty consistent, whether it's on the Missouri side or Kansas side, truly don't really care. I have a preference, but I don't really care. I think it doesn't make sense to renovate Arrowhead. I don't think it makes sense financially to renovate a building at that age. And I love Arrowhead. I know we'll get text on this. We already have. Love Arrowhead, the history, all of that. If they renovate Arrowhead, and we're going to be sitting here in 20 years again, and we're going to be talking about them needing to build a new stadium then.
You want the palace for Patrick Mahomes.
While he's here, why not build the palace now? Using public money either way, now different levels of it. But like the reason why in the April 2nd vote, the Royals were willing to sign, what, a 40-year lease? The Chiefs were willing to sign a 20-year lease. That means after 20 years, they were going to come back and probably ask for a new stadium then. So why would you not go and just get the new stadium now if you're going to be putting in this money? So we'll see. Which jurisdiction is willing to provide the funds necessary to make that happen?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.